Okay, so today we're diving into something I think a lot of us here in DC know a little something about. Life in the political pressure cooker.
Yeah, it's a unique kind of stress, isn't it?
Totally. And we've got this article by Dr. Brad Brenner. He's with the Therapy Group of DC, and he gets into some of the mental health challenges that come with basically, well, being surrounded by politics 24/7.
And it's not just about, you know, disagreeing with policies or the news cycle. It goes deeper.
Right. Like, it's not just your average election stress. It's
existential. He even calls it the DC dilemma.
The DC dilemma. Okay, I like that. So what makes it so different from, say, stressing about an election back home?
Well, think about it. In DC, you're not just watching politics on TV. You're living it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
The people around you are deeply involved. The stakes always feel incredibly high. That pressure, it just kind of seeps into everything.
Yeah, you really feel it in the air here.
Yeah.
It's interesting. The article highlights how this environment, it can make you question things like your career, your role in society, even your core values.
Yeah, exactly. You're constantly confronted with different viewpoints, different approaches to solving problems or not solving them, as the case may be.
Right.
And it makes you question your own beliefs. It can be... Honestly, it can be really unsettling if you're not careful.
So, like, the city itself is constantly challenging you.
It is. And that's where this meaning crisis comes in, this feeling of what's the point, especially when the political landscape feels so unpredictable.
Yeah, I can see that.
It can really shape your sense of purpose.
So how does this meaning crisis actually show up in people's lives? What does it look like day to day?
Well, you might feel the sense of disillusionment, like your work doesn't really matter. Maybe you're constantly anxious, feeling like you need to be on all the time because everyone else seems to be.
Right, like you can't relax because the next, you know, political bombshell could drop at any minute.
Exactly. And unfortunately, some people try to cope with that in, shall we say, unhealthy ways.
Like turning to substances to numb the stress.
Yeah.
It's a real thing.
It is a real thing. Dr. Brenner doesn't sugarcoat it. He talks about substance abuse as a very real, though obviously unhealthy, way people try to deal with the pressure.
And that's why it's so important to find healthy coping mechanisms.
Right. Absolutely. And to remember that you're not alone in this. A lot of people in DC, they struggle with these same challenges.
So we've painted kind of a bleak picture so far. But Dr. Brenner, he doesn't leave us hanging. He actually offers some really solid advice on how to reclaim your sense of purpose. How to even thrive in this chaotic environment.
Yeah, and what's interesting is he brings up this deeper, like, philosophical side of this whole meaning crisis. Yeah. He even connects it to the work of Søren Kierkegaard.
Okay, for those of us who haven't brushed up on our existentialist philosophers lately.
Right, well, Kierkegaard was all about finding meaning in a world that often feels meaningless.
Okay, I'm sensing a theme here.
Exactly. But then Dr. Brenner, he brings it back down to earth with some really practical tips. Like, he talks about the importance of focusing on your personal values.
Which, you know, might sound kind of simple, but...
It's huge, especially when everything around you feels shaky, you know?
It's like finding your anchor in the middle of a storm.
Exactly.
So how do you actually do that? How do you reconnect with your values when you're being pulled in a million different directions?
He suggests taking some time for self-reflection. What truly matters to you? What kind of impact do you want to have on the world? It sounds basic, but it's easy to lose sight of those things when you're caught up in the day-to-day.
Especially in D.C., right?
Yeah.
It's so easy to get caught up in the ambition, the networking, the whole who's who game.
It's true. And it's not just about retreating into yourself either. He also emphasizes connecting with others. And here's the kicker, even those who have very different political views.
Really? That seems, I don't know, almost counterintuitive in this town. Everyone's so focused on their own political tribe.
Right. But he's saying it's crucial to break out of that echo chamber. Well, he argues that having those tough conversations, disagreeing respectfully, trying to understand where the other person is coming from, that can actually help you strengthen your own values and maybe even find some common ground.
That's a really interesting perspective. So we talked about values. What about mindfulness? How does that fit into this whole political pressure cooker?
Think about it. When you're constantly bombarded with news alerts, social media, the latest political drama, it's easy to get totally swept up in the chaos.
Oh, yeah. Your brain never gets a break.
Exactly. And you lose touch with yourself. So that's where mindfulness comes in.
Okay, so what does that look like practically?
Meditation, mindful walking, even just taking a few minutes to just breathe deeply and be present in your body.
Hitting the pause button on the political hamster wheel.
Precisely. It helps you create some space between you and all that external noise so you can reconnect with, you know, your inner compass.
I like that, that quiet place of knowing what truly matters.
Yeah.
And I guess that makes it easier to set boundaries, which is something else Dr. Brenner talks about.
Oh, absolutely. He's not saying you should bury your head in the sand and ignore what's going on, but he does encourage being mindful of how much news and social media you're consuming.
Yeah. I mean, let's be real. Endlessly scrolling through political Twitter is probably not doing wonders for our mental health.
Probably not. So maybe set some limits on your news consumption, curate your social media feeds to include more, you know, uplifting content, maybe even take a digital detox every now and then.
A political palate cleanser.
Exactly. Give your mind a break. It's not just about disconnecting, though, right? He also encourages people to channel their energy into some kind of constructive action.
So finding that balance between staying informed and engaged, but not letting politics consume your whole life.
Yes. He talks about attending town halls, volunteering for causes you care about, writing to your representatives. Take that frustration, that passion you're feeling, and turn it into something productive.
Yeah, it's about remembering you can actually make a difference, even amidst all the chaos.
Exactly. And that actually ties into another point he makes. Don't let your political life, you know, overshadow everything else.
It's easy to do in this town. You get so caught up in work, activism, the whole DC scene.
You become your job title. Or your political affiliation.
Right. And that's not healthy.
Not at all. Dr. Brenner, he reminds us it's crucial to, like, nurture your relationships, make time for hobbies, just have fun. Things that bring you joy outside of politics.
Have life, not just a political identity.
Exactly.
Now, for folks who are really struggling, like, these strategies might not be enough. He does suggest therapy.
Yeah, and there's still such a stigma, even in 2024, about seeking help, especially in D.C., right?
Yeah.
Everyone's supposed to be on top of their game.
Totally.
But therapy can be so valuable, especially for these, you know, very unique challenges you face living in this pressure cooker.
It really is a sign of strength, not weakness, to reach out for support when you need it.
100%. And Therapy Group of D.C., where Dr. Brenner works, they specialize in this stuff. Politically related stress, you know?
They speak the language.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've covered the challenges, the pitfalls, and some strategies for not just surviving, but actually thriving in D.C. But before we wrap up, I want to circle back to this idea of turning this whole pressure cooker into, like, an opportunity for personal growth.
Okay, yeah.
What does that even look like?
Well, it's about taking all that intensity, that energy, and kind of redirecting it inward. So instead of letting it crush you, you use it as fuel for self-discovery.
Well, I love that. How do you actually do that, though?
It starts with paying attention. Like, what triggers those feelings of, I don't know, frustration, discomfort? Is it a certain policy debate, a news story, a conversation with someone who sees things totally differently than you?
So you're saying those aha moments of discomfort can be a good thing?
They can be. Use them as a starting point to reflect. Why am I reacting this way? What does this tell me about my own values?
Turning those uncomfortable feelings into action.
Exactly. Maybe you start journaling to process your thoughts. Maybe you try some mindfulness stuff, find some peace amidst all the craziness. Or, hey, maybe you connect with a local group working on issues you care about.
Finding your own, like, personal mission statement and all the political noise?
Yes. And remember, it's a journey, not a destination. It's ongoing.
Constantly evolving, just like this crazy political landscape.
Exactly. So be open to new experiences, new perspectives. It's okay to change your mind, adjust your course, embrace the messiness of it all.
That's where the growth happens.
There you go.
So it sounds like finding your purpose in DC, it's not about ignoring the pressure. It's about navigating it in a way that, you know, nourishes you instead of depleting you.
Well said. It's about recognizing you have more control than you think.
You can set boundaries.
Yeah.
You can find healthy ways to cope. You can even use that political intensity as fuel for growth.
And if it gets to be too much, remember, you are not alone. Reach out. Friends, family, a therapist.
Asking for help is a sign of strength, not a weakness.
Absolutely.
Now, here's something to think about as you head out into the rest of your week. Imagine DC as this giant social experiment, right? What small actions can you take, starting today, to kind of nudge that experiment in a positive direction? How can you live your values, find your purpose, and maybe even make this city just a little bit brighter?
Good questions to ponder. You might surprise yourself.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Until next time, everyone, stay curious, stay engaged, and take care of yourselves out there.